Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Rock
Pod. Hey, what's up, rockheads? Welcome back to the Rock Pod, where the guitars are loud, the hair is messy, and the only thing more distorted than the music is probably my memory of the 90s. I'm Jimmy, and today we're diving into a seriously underrated band that you should know about, Grammatrain. Yeah, Grammatrain. Not some weird fitness machine or spelling bee on wheels. We're talking Seattle grunge with a side of soul searching. Welcome to the Rock Pod. So Grammatrain came roaring out of Seattle in the early 90s, right when that whole rainy flannel shirt apocalypse was happening. But these guys weren't just riding the coattails of Nirvana and Soundgarden. Grammatrain mixed heavy, detuned grunge with some seriously thoughtful, spiritual lyrics. You could say they were like if Alice in Chains and C.S. Lewis had a jam session. Weird visual? Absolutely. But also kind of accurate. Rock Pod. The band was fronted by Pete Stewart, vocals and guitar, with Dalton Rohrabach on bass and Paul Rohrabach smashing the drums. Yeah, it's a family affair. Dalton and Paul are brothers because what's more rock and roll than sibling rivalry and harmony, right? Mom, Pete won't share the distortion pedal again. Kidding. These guys were tight. Their debut album, Lonely House, dropped in 1995, and honestly, it's a hidden gem. You got that crunchy guitar tone, some gritty vocals, and songs that weren't just screaming about how life sucks. They had real emotional weight and even spiritual hopes. Tracks like Execution and Lonely House hit hard, both musically and lyrically. I mean, even if you're allergic to anything remotely positive, the riffs will just punch you in the face, and you'll say, thank you. Rock Pod. Fun fact, Grammatrain was often labeled as Christian rock, but honestly, they kind of defied that label. They weren't preaching, they were processing. Pain, doubt, faith, anger. It's all messy and human, and it came out wrapped in barbed wire riffs. After a couple more of albums like Flying and Live, Grammatrain took a break. Pete Stewart went solo, got a little more industrial and heavy. Dalton and Paul did their own thing, and we all kind of miss them, like that one taco place that randomly disappears overnight. But hey, good news, they reunited in the late 2000s and dropped Kneeling Between Shields in 2010. Older, wiser, but still heavy. It's like they age like fine wine, but you know, angry, distorted wine. So if you've never spun a Grammatrain record, or if it's been a while, do yourself a favor. Throw on some flannel, pretend it's raining even when it's not. Blast Lonely House until your neighbors start asking deep philosophical questions. That's it for today's dive, rockers. Hit me up on socials. Let's argue about Grammatrain grunge or why 1996 was secretly the best year for music. Until next time. Keep it loud, keep it messy, and stay rockin'.
Rockpod.com